Shirin Kitzchonach for you, Zayin Kislev. We're in Simchav Tassiv Dalid, and we're going to be discussing the positive character traits one should get himself used to build up his midas tayvus and his world on Shem. Halacha Dalid. Even though we said that person should always take the middle, intermediate path and not be too extreme either way. Zakter Avachena Kaz, also angry midah Ramayit is a terrible midah. V'roi lod mesach mena me'oid. A person should go extreme against and far away from it. For distance himself from Biagos, Atmash Loilich, as a person should accustom himself and get used to not getting angry at all. Feel Dovash Loilich, as even something that would theoretically be appropriate to get angry about. Beamzach Lahatel Emal Banab Bene Base, he has to instill fear or in his family, he has to educate them. In that case, Yad Asman Bifneim Shukais, he has to show them himself and portray himself as if he's angry, he didn't ask them to pain them. However, between him and himself, he is settled and he's calm and collected. Amar Leil Yol, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Leil said to Rabbi Yehuda, Chuy, the Rav Sala, Leil Yol, said to Rabbi Yehuda, the brother of Sala, Chasida, Loi Titach, Loi Sechti, which means, do not be angry, Loi Sichas, Loi Techachas, Dabal Dechet, from within being angry, this will lead you to sin. Loi Tirve, you shouldn't get shikr, shouldn't get intoxicated with wine, Loi Sechti, so it doesn't lead you to doing a verse. Oidom Rav Sein Azal, Achachaman told us the following, Kol Akoyski, Loi Vida Vedezara, person that's angry, it's as if he's serving Avedez Kachavim, Cholmin, a Gehenim sheltered by all different Gehenim, has control over this person. Shenemar, Bahasa Kasim, Libcha, Vaviram Zarecha, to take away anger from your heart, and you'll take your what you're effectively doing is taking away negative from your body. The ein ra el gehenim, so that's what you're avoiding. Shenamar v'gam ra shel yom ra, so we see that yom ra, that's referring to gehenim. Now bali kas ein chayim chayim, people that are angry get angry, their life is not life. Tells to distance yourself as much as possible. Achiyana gafmer shel yagish afil dvarim amachizim, even things that anger a person shouldn't bother him personally, if it bang, even if it bothers other people. This is the good way of their tzaddikim, those are the righteous. Shema luvim be'enim olim, they're the ones that are get embarrassed, but not the ones that embarrass others. Shem chepasim, they hear words that shame them. However, be'enim reshivim, they don't even respond. Oisim me'ava, they serve the Eibishter out of love. Usmechim be'yisurim, they rejoice when the Eibishter, even when the Eibishter gives them a yisurim. Aleim akasav oimer, with them in mind, the pasuk refers to when it says that the oyev of kitzei Hashem shgrasa, the Eibishter loves them. Kitzei Hashem shgrasa, the Alter Rebbe explains in premise that there are a whole bunch of lot on this inyan. Now, it shouldn't be behara achar midas yisal kashbaruch, etc. Halacha, hey, layar la'olam yar ba'adam b'shtika. A person should add and make sure that he's always silent. It's a virtue that's kedai investing in and cultivating. V'lo yidar ba'el b'divrei Torah, only discusses divrei Torah, b'dvarim shetzorach l'chayei gufo, or things that he needs for his life to be sustained. V'afilu ma shetzorach l'chayei gufo, even for what his bodily needs, layar b'dvarim, he shouldn't talk about what he needs. V'kvar amar v'seinu zal, our chacham and tolos kol amar b'dvarim maybe chet, someone that speaks a lot and adds in words, he brings him to sin. V'amar lo matas l'guf toib mishtika, says that the Rebbe says he doesn't find anything for the body as gesund, as healthy, and as good as being silent. V'amar rabba maidik siv mavas v'chayim b'yad v'lashon, the death and life are in the hand of the tongue. The boy chayim b'lishna, if he wants to add in life, it's using his tongue properly with Torah, etc. The boy mavas b'lishna, also talking a lot, that's the person that wants to die, so to speak, or introduce death to his life, that's the way to go about it, by using his tongue. Now, halacha vav, lo yadam bal schoik, he shouldn't be doing shtusim and always being laughing. On the other side, the flip side, he shouldn't be sad Ella Sameach, he should be happy. Kachamru, but this is what Chacham said, Tzchoik v'kalas roish, being lightheaded and laughing, margilin zadin la'ever, this brings a person to act immodest. V'chein lo'yeh bal nefesh rechava, niva lahoin, a person that's lost money and is chasing always to make a buck. V'lo'y atzev, on the other hand, shouldn't be sad, u'batam locha, and unemployed. El abal ayin toive, has a positive outlook, and memayit be'esek b'ezebukhtar, he takes down from the time of his business, and, so to speak, cuts it short and adds that time for his time of learning. Whatever is his time that he's able to dedicate to learning, he's happy. This is his chelik and mechla. I think it's also not only in terms of time, but what the Eibishter gives him, this is what he's happy with. Being jealous and lust and searching for honor, all these mitzinus adam and oilam, they shorten the person's life and take him out of this world. The person has to stay far away from these midas. Now, Shema Yema Adam, now a person's going to make a chesmer. We just mentioned that being jealous, being lustful, and looking for honor there, it's a negative way. They take a person out of this world and get him to lose the world to come, whatever it is. I'll stay far away from him to the extreme, to the end of the other side of the spectrum. He won't eat anything that he'll enjoy because he doesn't have a taiva, meat or wine. He won't marry a wife. No, not to live in a nice, pleasant place. No, I won't dress respectfully, nice clothing. Sack, just to wear sackcloth of the kadema, because he wants to stay in the opposite direction. This is also a negative path not to take. But also, what's also to go in this path? He's also considered a sinner if he takes this route. Sorry, it says about Nazar Bechiper, all of Mashachot Alanafesh, and he has to atone for what he sinned against the soul, referring to himself. He separated himself only from wine. Still, he needs atonement. Someone that withholds from himself everything, he needs to atone for the fact that he wasn't mild, like Tusha, etc. Only withhold from yourself and stay far away from things that shouldn't make vows and swear not to enjoy things that are bad and permissible to him. Our Chachamim told us, it's not enough for you with the Torah that you have to prohibit for yourself things that the Torah did allow. But also, they also asked for a person to too much get into fasting. And the Alter Rebbe writes, however, this is if you're fasting stam, you want to advance in your kedusha. However, motel l'sanes l'tshuva, if a person did a sin and he wants to atone, in that case, you could fast afil misheni yachol l'sanes, even someone that's generally hard for him. Because again, the Alter Rebbe brings it for chayin nafshi, you're allowed to spend more than a chaymish. Even though it's tzedakah, you shouldn't be spending more than a chaymish. But if it's for tshuva and it's for atoning and for being mezakeh oneself, what will you spend on health? There's no limit to that. So there's no limit for our spiritual well-being as well. So for tshuva, you could. If someone is capable, his body is strong, then even in shleiv derech tshuva, you could do it to be mezakeh himself. To purify him and cleanse himself before the Eibishter. The Rebbe suggests that in our generation, fasting will definitely take away from a person's focus and learning, won't give them the ability to learn properly. Therefore, it's on the Chesmer Kedusha, what it should not be done. But the Rebbe did suggest if a person does need a fast to translate it into money and give him a su'udis to tzedakah. But even more than that, tainus dibur, where a person decides a certain amount of time, he's not going to speak, rather he's going to sit and learn in those hours. That's a very appropriate type of fast, as well as bichlal, not going b'derech taivis, withholding doing a skafia, that he could, Mizgeres quotes from the Tanya, that it brings kedusha and it's mamshach oiris baruch olav, etc. Even b'kadosh atzmocha b'motolach. Now, about kol dvar ma'elu, about all these things and whatever similar, Amar Shlomo Melech, this is what Shlomo Melech was referring to when he said, do not be too righteous. Don't be overly smart. Why should you remain empty? It means in Kinatayv Kav to try to make himself look mudna by everyone else. Palas Magal Raglacha. It says, the passage says, you should balance your footsteps, and that way your foothold will be established and strong. Halacha Ches. Kvar Kasamun already wrote in the first siman of Shulchan Aruch, Maimer Yudah Ben Tema, the expression of Yudah Ben Tema, they ask and I want to be bold like a leopard. Not to be embarrassed from people that try to laugh him off and mock him for serving the Eibishter. However, so he shouldn't be good to them in his heart, but he shouldn't respond in a bold way. He shouldn't acquire this midah of being bold and being chutzpahdik b'chlal. Even if it's part of a service of the Eibishter, the poskim achrayim bring, the Mishnah Berurah brings, and Bir Halacha, that if he's mocking you, not you privately, but is mocking publicly because getting other people to try to lower their level of serving the Eibishter and being downtrodden about it, in that case, you should answer in any way you could in a way that degrades him. It's like the it's not appropriate to fight over even a mitzvah or any mitzvah. If you're going, for example, as well, who's going to get the Amud or Lala's Latera to get an Aliva Kadema? We find this even in the base of English by the Lachem Aponim. Ashi mitzvah, it's a positive mitzvah to eat the Lachem Aponim for Kayanim. And still, Sonina, we learned that at Tznuim, the modest kainim meishchem yideim, they pull their hands away. Vagagaronim, only the gluttony people, they choytzim v'oichlim, they catch and pull and eat. Now, halacha yud, teva adam, the nature of man is li'as nimshav v'maisav achareyav, to be pulled after his surroundings and his friends, v'chaber, v'anjim v'koymoy, and those that live around him, l'fichach. A person has to make a point of being around and connecting specifically with righteous people, with tzaddikim, to sit by the wise talmid always, to learn from their positive actions, and stay far away from rishayim that go in the dark ways, they don't see the light of Torah, in order that he doesn't learn from their negative deeds. Amar Shlomo Melech, taught us, someone that goes with wise people will become wiser, and someone that pastures with nicer people, Yiroye becomes foolish himself. Aimer, Asher, Ish, Ashleihalach, etc. Now, the Im Hudar, Beirshim, and again, right? If he's living in a city that the leaders of the city are bad, are wicked, ain't on a Shahakam, Yishara, and the people are not going in a positive path, Yelch, Mashallah, the Beirshim, and Shah Tzadikim, and Ogim, Dech, Taibim, he should go move to a city where the people act righteous and go in positive ways. And there's many, many Beurim on the Rebbe's approach. That's all only if it's not part of his Avodas Hashem. But if a person is going, like a person of the Chassid is going on Shlichus of the Rebbe, and he's going to be Mekarv Yidin Libon Shavavim Shavashamayim, in that case, then the mitzvah Shemarta, as long as he's dedicated and for Keret, he makes the place of Makam Torah. He's the Baal Bais of the Makam and Malki Rabbanim.